The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is tweaking its treatment options in an effort to be more holistic. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler says a program at the Sheridan VA is making space for practices that come from traditions from regional Native American tribes.
On the eastern edge of the Sheridan VA campus sits a quiet view over northern Sheridan. In the winter, the grass is dead and the mud is thick when there isn't snow covering it. And along the path, there are signs marking a sacred circle. Derek Schultz is a chaplain at the facility.
And it's that area where Native American ceremonies and opportunities are provided, working through a host of different tribes to come and provide this very important, very traditional practice that brings a lot of healing and a lot of purpose and meaning in so many of our veterans' lives.
There's a teepee for talking circles, painted rocks forming a medicine wheel, and a turtle shell-shaped hut with a small fireplace made of cement blocks. That's the site of the Sweat Lodge ceremonies the VA is now hosting at its main campus. For more than a decade, a VA outpatient clinic has been holding these traditional ceremonies in Fort Washakie. But Schultz says Native American veterans at the Sheridan campus would come to him looking for guidance.
And so it became important to say, well, how do we then engage with that and help you deepen that and strengthen that since it is so meaningful to you?
Stephen Seminole is Northern Arapaho and Northern Cheyenne. He's also a veteran himself who is assisting and guiding sweats with the VA.
Well, sweat is to actually go in there and pray for yourself, pray for your loved one, and for healing. It is a ceremony.
Sweat lodges are historically connected to many Plains tribes. For the ceremony, rocks are heated by a fire. Then, the people participating head into the sweat lodge and sit in a circle along the walls of the lodge. Inside, the structure is supported with red willow branches that were brought from the Wind River Reservation. The rocks themselves are the healing force and are brought in from the fire and placed in a pit in the center of the structure. Heat then fills the space. A cedar powder is sprinkled on the rocks. Each member takes a drink of water from a ladle. Then the door is closed and water is added to the rocks. The elders lead songs of prayer and healing and encourage others to also sing, pray, and let out what is weighing on them.
It's like you're being reborn again, you know, like washing away your sins.
And after about 20 minutes, the door is opened for fresh air and a round is complete. There are usually four rounds, building with intensity from the heat and emotions. Seminole says the ceremony is about purification.
Throughout the day or your past experiences, maybe you can't express it to anybody, but when you go in there, you can express it right there. Even though you don't say it out loud, you can just pray. You want to be healed from this, whatever is weighing on me, you know. And I go out that door and open up that door and we're done with the four rounds and I'm going to be better. I'm going to look at life better.
He says this ceremony and other methods of healing are a way of life for his tribe and many others. But the program is also available to non-Native veterans. Seminole says the experience can be beneficial to anyone as long as they are open to it.
You got to be sincere about these things and also you got to be open-minded of what's taking place. We've been doing this for a long time through our culture, you know, and helping people.
One of those non-Native American veterans is Joanne Sims, who has complex post-traumatic stress disorder. She says it was an honor to be a part of it, and it deeply impacted her.
And in this process, I was able to feel my respect for myself and my honor. And this was a very moving ritual that I went through, to not just leave the past in the past, but to move forward in new strength and power.
The VA chaplain, Derek Schultz, says he has been working on the Native American program for almost 10 years, but it's only in the past couple of years that the Sheridan VA built its own sweat lodge and started hosting sweats with more consistency. Schultz says the program is part of the VA's whole health model.
Spirituality is one of the components of a human being. And so the sweat lodge, the Native American program, the smudging, and those elements all tie very well in with the whole health model. And so that whenever they depart from our facility, that they are not focused as much on their past, but they learn the very valuable lessons from it. And so they can move forward with that gained knowledge and gained insight to live differently in a way that's meaningful and, again, purposeful to them.
Each tribe that practices sweats holds them in a different way. So the Sheridan VA works with the region's Veterans Integrated Service Network and the Helena Indian Alliance to find elders from regional tribes to come share their traditions. Schultz says as they move forward, the Sheridan campus wants to hold more sweats for veterans and expand on the program to include more local VA clinics in their coverage area. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.